It's been just about 7 years since President Obama signed an executive order calling for the closure of the U.S. detention center at Guantanamo Bay. Clearly, it hasn't happened yet. There are still more than 100 prisoners at Gitmo. And a new investigation by Reuters concludes that Pentagon officials have been blocking the transfer of detainees. Reuters correspondent David Rode points to the case of Yemeni prisoner Tariq Ba'oda as evidence.
He's been in Guantanamo for 14 years, and what's unusual about him is that he's been on a hunger strike for 7 years now. He's been force-fed, so obviously he's survived, but his body weight has dropped from 148 pounds to roughly 74 pounds today.
So what's his story? Why is he still at Gitmo?
We found that there's a widespread resistance by Pentagon officials at different levels to transferring prisoners out of Guantanamo. And there have been several foreign countries interested in taking Ba'oda, but they're very concerned about his health. So one basic thing foreign countries have asked for before accepting him is his medical records. They want to make sure they can care for him when he only weighs 74 pounds. And literally, over and over again, Pentagon officials have refused to hand over Ba'oda's medical records to these foreign countries. Ba'oda's lawyer didn't know about this until we wrote our story that it's been blocked.
Can't the president of the White House just kind of say, stop this nonsense, turn over his medical records?
They have. They put a great deal of pressure on former Defense Secretary Hagel. We interviewed him for the story. Hagel sort of defended the Pentagon. He said it's natural for the military to worry that if a prisoner is transferred, they might rejoin the fight and then endanger an American soldier. But many administration officials told us that one of the main factors in the removal of Hagel was his slow pace on clearing these cases. And we find the same thing again with the current Defense Secretary, Ash Carter. President Obama had to bring Carter into the White House and sort of upbraid him in September to move faster on these transfers.
What's your sense of why? What's behind the resistance? Is the assumption that it's Pentagon, we don't like Obama, or is it real concern?
I think it's a mix of things. I think that there is real concern for the lives of American soldiers, and no one in the Pentagon wants to see a mistake made that could endanger a soldier. I had other Defense Department officials say that's unrealistic. Conflicts come to an end and you return prisoners. And, you know, the United States has ended combat operations in Afghanistan and you're going to have to take on some risk at some point. And then what is a factor also is how polarized this has become politically. There's active resistance of people who maybe disagree with the president's policy. That's insubordination. That very much angers the lawyers who represent these detainees. But there's probably also a lot of bureaucratic caution, meaning if you are sitting in the Pentagon and you know that Congress is watching these releases very closely, are you going to really aggressively push forward on a transfer that could sort of blow up, that goes wrong, and this detainee rejoins the fight and somehow kills, you know, an American soldier, an American civilian? So there's an incentive now, and this is the success of the congressional restrictions and the political heat on the issue, for a Pentagon official, a Pentagon bureaucrat, to sort of just do nothing and not move these cases forward.
What do you think will be the upshot of all this? President Obama doesn't have a whole lot left in his term. Do you think he'll be able to fulfill his pledge to close Gitmo?
There are several dozen prisoners who are just considered too dangerous to sort of transfer to other countries. Even, you know, the White House agrees that they are too dangerous. Obama would like to move them to the United States, maybe to the brig in Charleston, South Carolina, maybe to a supermax prison. That would make trying them a lot easier and less costly than in Guantanamo. But Republicans in Congress have barred him from spending any money on even studying moving prisoners to the United States. So you could have a major sort of showdown in Washington, I think, after the election in November 2016, but before Obama leaves office in January 2017. By executive authority, he could put these last 50 or 60 prisoners on a plane, move them to the United States, say it's legal, say it's in his powers to do it. Congress will try to fight him, but that's a possibility. That's the only way, it seems, that he could actually close the camp entirely.
Reuters correspondent David Rode co-authored a new investigation of Pentagon efforts to block the closing of the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
We contacted the Pentagon for a response to the allegation it was blocking the release of Gitmo detainees. A Defense Department spokesman emailed us to say Pentagon officials were committed to fulfilling the president's goal to close the detention facilities, but that, quote, negotiations with foreign governments take time to reach the appropriate security measures.